With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Lincoln County's Administrative and Legislative Committee will try again on a sale of the Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill. In a press release, the committee says they've reached a new agreement to transfer ownership of Pinecrest Nursing Home to a subsidiary operating company of the Ensign Group. They plan to take the agreement to the Lincoln County Board for approval on June 17th. If the county board approves it, the agreement would be effective August 1st. A town hall meeting is scheduled for June 10th at 3:30 at the Merrill City Hall Council Chambers. A second town hall for residents and families will be held at the Pinecrest Nursing Home Chapel at 6 p.m. on June 10th. The Ensign Group, Inc. operates numerous skilled nursing and senior living facilities across 14 states. Last year, a deal had been in place to sell Pinecrest, but that fell apart after a lawsuit by a county board member. The idea of selling Pinecrest has drawn strong opposition from some in the community. The Highway 45 crossing in Eagle River is key for many different trail users and future trail development. Eagle River Revitalization secured a $50,000 grant to improve the crossing for both safety and beauty. WXPR's Katie Thorison reports.
Just south of the bridge on Highway 45 in Eagle River, a snowmobile crossing has seen better days. Most of the coating has been chipped away. For people looking to get from downtown to Riverside Park or the farmers market, it's not a designated pedestrian crossing and lacks safety features that generally come with one. But there's plans in the works to change that. Eagle River Revitalization Executive Director Karen Margalofsky has been working with different trail user groups, local businesses, and the Wisconsin DOT to improve the crossing.
The surface area of that crossing will be improved. There'll be flashing beacons on the road. There'll be indicators, like white little arrows painted across the highway and whatever else the DOT they require of us. There'll be more signs saying, hey, you're coming upon a crossing, from the north and the south.
It's not just the crossing itself that will be improved. There's plans for a kiosk to let people know what they can find downtown, as well as information on the trail and boating systems in Eagle River. Margalofsky says a business plans to donate a bike fixing station, and she hopes to add benches and improve the fencing with a mural or something like that. She says the main thing is they're adding safety and visibility.
We care about the safety of all of our users, whether they're, coming into town via boat or bike or UTV or snowmobile, that they have a place that they can stop and get information and easily walk to all kinds of the great amenities and stores and shops and foods that we offer in Eagle River. And so I just think it really puts our tourism right at the forefront, right when you drive through town there.
The Great Headwaters Trail Foundation donated $25,000 to hire a firm for studies and renderings the DOT will need. It's a key crossing for the planned Great River Trail, which seeks to link St. Germain and Eagle River. Eagle River Revitalization secured a $50,000 Vibrant Communities grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Margalofsky hopes to have the project go out to bid this fall and for work to be done next spring. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Two people died and a third was injured in a two-vehicle crash in Shawnee County Friday. Mike Leichner reports.
Investigators say the crash happened at the intersection of two county highways in the town of Waukechan, where an eastbound pickup collided with an SUV that was attempting a left turn, putting themselves directly in the path of the pickup. The two occupants of the SUV, a 69-year-old woman and 71-year-old man, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries. Investigators say it appears the driver of the SUV didn't see the oncoming vehicle, though no further information has been released, including whether speed or alcohol were factors.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. Wausau's mayor will ask the city council to reallocate $250,000 in winter road maintenance savings to asphalt overlay projects this summer. Mayor Doug Denny says the city's roads have degraded significantly, so it would be a good use of the surplus.
We've gone from like 10 miles of poor roads back in 2012, so 10, 11 years ago, to pushing 40 miles. So we've added over 25 miles of poor or very poor roads.
And he says overlay work is appropriate for roads that don't need a complete reconstruction, but do need a better surface.
Rebuild costs us today roughly $2 million a mile to rebuild completely. asphalt overlay we can do at a small fraction of that.
It's the second year in a row that Wausau has seen a significant winter road maintenance savings. Last year's surplus was also used for extra road overlay work. A Michigan lawmaker has introduced legislation to protect abortion providers and patients from threats, intimidation, and violence. Crystal Blair has more.
In January, President Donald Trump pardoned 23 anti-abortion activists, including four from Michigan, prompting Democratic Senator Mallory McMorrow to introduce bills to ban threats, interference, and intimidation related to abortion care. The legislation carries penalties for violations, creating state-level safeguards similar to the Federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, also known as the FACE Act. McMorrow says the bills have strong bipartisan support and underscoring that the threats go far beyond symbolic protest.
Michigan can ensure that regardless of what happens at the federal level, patients in our state can access legal medical care without fear of physical obstruction or harassment. And healthcare providers can practice medicine without facing violence or intimidation.
Opponents warn these bills could limit anti-abortion activists who peacefully try to persuade patients outside of clinics, arguing it restricts their First Amendment rights. The Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee approved the bills Thursday. Next stop is the Senate. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.